Walmart has its sights on China's 1.3 billion consumers and their wallets. The company is reportedly putting together a deal to buy a supermarket chain called Trustmart. If it goes through, the merger would make Walmart the top foreign retailer in China. And joining us to talk about that deal is Charles Fishman, who's the author of the book, The Walmart Effect. Welcome back to the program. Charles and Chris, what do you know about this deal?
Well, it's been widely reported, but Walmart is not yet confirming it. The interesting thing is Walmart has been talking to Trustmart for 2 years because Trustmart is widespread across China. They have 100 stores in 20 provinces. They're not quite twice the size that Walmart is. So by buying Trustmart, they get good locations, pretty sophisticated distribution for China, where distribution is difficult, and established stores that they can gradually take over and make their own.
When you say not quite twice as big as Walmart, I mean, Walmart itself has stores, more than 60 stores in China already.
Walmart has 66 stores in China and about $1 billion or more dollars a year in sales. It's tiny compared to Walmart, even, you know, in Alabama or Mississippi in the United States. And of course, China is four times the size of the United States. So China is this wide open field for Walmart. A couple times this year when Walmart has opened stores in China, between 80 and 100,000 people have showed up on opening day. So the Chinese are ready for these kind of stores. I'm very curious about them, very eager for them.
If we were to visit a Chinese Walmart, would we, after making allowances for those of us who can't read any Chinese, would we, by the look of the store and the goods that are on sale, would we recognize it right away and say, oh, it's just like a Walmart back in the U.S., or is it so Chinese-tailored that it would look very different?
Well, it's a wonderful blend of both those things. The logoing, the signage, the uniforms for the staff are very, very similar. We'd recognize all that. Many of them are as large or larger than U.S. Walmart stores, and they tend to be in multi-story buildings, so they're often two or three levels high. But the most striking difference is the food they sell. Food is the most prominent product in the foreign retail stores in China and in Walmart. In particular, food's a big draw. And they sell live bullfrogs, live eels, live fish, because Chinese consumers like to pick those things themselves. So there's literally tanks filled with fish, and the consumer walks up and picks it. Prepared foods are an important aspect of Walmart's business in China. The prepared foods counter is two or three times the size of the prepared foods counter in a U.S. Walmart because Chinese, especially urban Chinese who work, like to come get lunch or dinner to go. And Walmart's known for selling two or three items for less than a dollar to walk out the door. So some things would be very familiar and some things are really quite distinctive and traditionally Chinese.
When you look generally at Walmart's ventures in retailing overseas, what's the picture? Is it uniform success? Have there been failures? Are there some countries where they do well and others where they've generally struck out?
It's a wild mix of tremendous success and real frustrating failure. In Mexico, in 10 years, Walmart went from almost nothing to the number one retailer in the country, the number one retail employer, and the number one company in the entire country. Walmart has done tremendously well in Canada. But Walmart pulled out of two countries this year, Germany and South Korea, where it couldn't really figure out how to succeed. China, to Walmart, looks a lot like Mexico, I think, an economy that's just on the verge of blossoming or is blossoming, and where if Walmart is smart, it can harvest huge growth.
Well, Charles Fishman, thank you very much for talking with us about Walmart in China.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Charles Fishman is senior writer for Fast Company magazine and author of the book The Walmart Effect, How the World's Most Powerful Company Really Works and How It is Transforming the American Economy.